I used to think fame was all that I need, and a little bit of money would fix everything. But now I know why I was wrong, and everything changed when you came along. And everybody else was never gonna work out, 'cause there's only one that I need now. And I want to say that you are all that I need to get through the ups and downs and everything in between. And I will.
That's our hero, Andrew Salgado.
He is something special. And every time you hear his new music, you're thinking, why does he still talk to us? He's like such a star.
Because he's still on the way up. Trust me, when he's at the top, he will not take our phone calls.
He won't be.
We'll catch him
soon
on the way back down in like 20 years. You know, that's when we'll...
I actually don't believe that about Andrew. He's the kindest person ever, but he's amazing.
He has a record that is, or an album. And do they still call them albums? I don't know. But he's got an album that is dropping tonight at midnight, and we have the exclusive preview coming up right here on this program.
Local boy, yep. Done good.
That is track one right there, thanks. And he's played a couple of these songs. I'll tell you, the one that is just Out of the Blue, which is one of the most beautiful songs
so
I have ever heard.
It just stirs your soul. I mean, really, it's hard not to feel when you hear that song. He's so good.
Yes, he is going to be here. We're going to play that track in full for you so that you can get upset as well. As upset as...
upset.
I mean, seriously, it's one of those movies. It's one of those
songs. It
kind of
gets you emotional.
Yeah.
Gets you worked up.
Because everybody's been through like
something
a
like
crazy
that.
Breakup or something bad, and they did, oh my God, you just want to go.
Brings you there.
Yeah. It makes me want to drink, and thank God that when I say that the wine whisperer, Kristen Ellis, who is a star unto her own right, along with our own Jeff Carlin, with that that Barrel to Bottle podcast from Binny's, that is
it's awesome
on the WGN Radio. That's the WGNRadio.com. Go there, WGN Plus. It's got all of the podcasts, and they've got this hit podcast now in which they discuss liquor and getting drunk. I don't understand, but it's
working.
I made a career out of that. They might as well follow in my footsteps. So,
thank you.
Whisperer, thank you for being back.
You are so perfect tonight. You have no idea.
Yes.
Thanks for having me.
Yes.
Hey, when I make it to the top, I won't leave you.
Oh,
I promise.
Thank you.
Wow. You say that now.
Keep that
loyal
tape,
dog.
Please. Keep the tape
on
that.
Yeah, yeah. No. Play it back as much as you want.
No,
I'm here to stay, baby.
I don't know if that's true.
I'm here to get residual.
I have been... people have said that to me throughout my... I have people still on the way down, and they're like, I still don't want to call you. I mean, it has to be rock bottom. Their car has to be broken down, and they don't have money for gas. Then they call me. That's when
call that guy.
That's when I get the calls. Yeah,
I promise.
All right, So let's talk about. We're here to talk about Valentine's Day.
Yes.
And we're here to talk about the things that on Valentine's Day, if you are looking for wine or spirits, as they like to say, I like to refer to it as booze. This is your place, and then we've got chocolates too. Because now you're from Wisconsin.
Yes, of course.
I don't hold that against
it's
you.
It's the accent, though. They have to know. I mean, the listeners must hear it.
Well, I think you could fall into it if you wanted to, couldn't you?
Like I can turn it on like a switch.
I know.
And when you go there, do you do that?
Oh well, I come back here, and they're like, "You've been home, haven't you?" Yes, I proudly.
How did you learn how to actually speak like an American? Then what happened there? What happened?
I listened to the Roe Concho.
There you go. Yeah. That's the right answer.
And I looked in the mirror and said, be Roe. Just talk like Roe.
Yeah. That's how it goes. Yeah. Because that Wisconsin sound, I mean, that's a special sort of... Where in Wisconsin are you from again?
My family's up in Appleton.
Oh, so it's very... That's where it starts, right up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Do you have a big green G on your garage door?
We have big green G's wherever we can fit them.
Okay.
I mean,
are you going to turn into a Bears fan pretty soon, or are you changing over because you've been here a while?
I kind of want to leave right now.
Yeah, why would you say that to a true Packers fan? I get it. Hey, what about this Aaron Rodgers? Are you upset about Aaron Rodgers now? Now that he and Olivia Munn aren't together anymore, now he's with that Danica Patrick.
Oh, I'm not upset. No,
okay.
I don't really. As long as it doesn't affect his game and he's still throwing touchdowns, I really don't care who he's dating.
Yeah, was it? I thought he played.
I'm just happy he cut his mullet off after all those years. So that's all I cared about.
Oh, he played great in the Super Bowl.
He did, but the hair didn't play well.
Yeah, we're just going to leave that right there. All right. Now, Crystal Taylor is here from Kohler Original recipe chocolates. And let's do the chocolates first.
Yes.
Because so you want to give a box of chocolates. Let's just start with that. And you want to be, you want to understand the chocolate thing, and then you want to be able to pair it with other stuff, because this is the way that this is really going to work right here. This is the way that we're going to rock this thing. Mm-hmm. And now this is from Kohler, Wisconsin, right? Which is a lot of Chicagoans go up to on vacation. It's a beautiful part of the world. If you're a golfer, it's one of the great golf meccas in North America. And I have to say, I'm a person who, really enjoys the bathroom. And
so you like to go to the toilet museum?
The toilet museum is, I don't think they call it that there, but
no, they don't.
It is like the Kohler Fixture Museum or whatever it is, but it is fantastic.
Yes, it is.
It's a really good, that little town is so cool.
It's like you're escaping into another world, and it's just a really unique getaway.
Yeah, it's like you're escaping into like a movie.
It does.
It's like the way that movies present the world to us, like everything's happy and everybody's good,
yes,
and there's a toilet everywhere in case you need one. That's Kohler, Wisconsin.
And you just want to smile. You walk around, and everything just makes you smile.
It's happy town.
Well, you've thought of everything. And that golf course is like Scotland, isn't it?
There's
just
three of them there.
It's great.
Yeah. I mean, I know that, the course along the lake is great, but they also have, they've got one that Black Wolf Run is also awesome. All right,
let's talk about chocolates.
Let's talk about the chocolates. All right, now you brought all of your, you brought the original buttery terrapin. That's a turtle. Isn't a terrapin a turtle?
This is better than a turtle.
It's a terrapin.
We took a spin and made it our own, and this is smoky and
oh my gosh,
subtle and just melts in your mouth, and you can't just eat one. You need to really have like five.
This is
or
one
six.
Darn good terrapin, right? We're terrapin. What's the difference between terrapin and turtle?
Well,
the deliciousness.
It's the right balance between the chocolate and the caramel. You don't have too much of one or the other, and they marry just right.
Oh, they do. Mm. They're marrying. That's delicious.
Marry it with the Kelsey Creek single barrel bourbon.
And now you throw the bourbon on top of that.
Gee.
See, this
then
is
that's it.
The thing that I think that.
Do you see me smiling? I love this bourbon.
Yes.
I love bourbon in general.
Yeah. This is how it all starts with Kristen. And let me just tell you that.
Wow.
This is, you can never get two sentences in too much about the food before, because you know what would be a perfect pairing for this.
She's on it.
And you went right to the bourbon for this, which is really
yes, because it's a classic.
Important.
The flavors that are working together here, the caramel, the chocolate, the nuttiness with the bourbon, it's what you're going to find in Kentucky. It's what we do kind of everywhere. So I think you're getting a really good marriage. I like bourbon with dessert, cream or fruit base or caramel desserts. I just think bourbon is a great, great pair. Sometimes you forego the dessert and just go for the bourbon. That's okay too. But
that's never happened in my case. Don't you worry about it.
Would you do that ever?
Almost all the time. I think bourbon is a nice way to start the dinner and then to end the dinner.
Amen.
Then you got to do a little, you do some wine in between, and then you're good to go.
You serve it differently when you end the dinner. Is it like in some a tiny little bit that you just sip, or
no? It's straight up. If you just get it, however it is neat. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll serve the same way. You can put a little bit of a nice cube in it if you'd like to, for sure, to kind of cool it down.
That's
open
okay.
Up some of the aromas. Absolutely.
I refer to that as the afterburner. That's basically what that is.
I knew you'd have a name for it.
Yeah,
you
just kind of throw that right on the engine as it's going, and it's that propels one into the evening.
Take you to the moon.
Mm-hmm. This is fantastic.
No, the bourbon's really nice, and it plays very well with the terrapin that Krista brought. It's just for us.
It's
we
perfection.
Thought it was a home run. Yeah, so
absolute
for Valentine's
perfection.
Day. We're just trying to give great pairings for success, and
definitely. And just
how do you define a success here? Please define success for me
on Valentine's Day.
If you go to bed happy, that's a success, right?
Okay.
Isn't that?
Mm-hmm.
Or if you can get your wife
very
to
safe
smile.
Answer.
Yeah.
If your wife or girlfriend is smiling, then you've done well.
That's true.
Happy Valentine's Day.
And I
to
tell you, this made me smile. That was delicious.
That's what we
just
want.
Terrific.
Yeah.
That's a start right there. All right. Now we got this butterscotch hop. So this is like a butterscotch candy that we're doing here.
Yes. The thing I love about our butterscotch is that often when you think butterscotch, you think overly sweet, in your face, sometimes a bit too much.
Mm.
But our butterscotch is just really subtle and velvety in the mouth, and it's just a really, it's an experience.
You're not kidding. That's special. It really is.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it's done in this way where it looks like it almost could be jewelry. It's like this perfect way.
Aren't they beautiful?
They're beautiful.
Yeah.
It's like a little gemstone, some of these.
No, they're just gorgeous. They really are.
Yeah, it's like a gold little package. And then the inside just matches that beauty on the outside, definitely.
Oh, Crystal, how do people get this stuff right now? I mean, this, right now, the people are like, wait a second, what is she talking about?
How do we get this?
How do we get this in time for
You go online and you go to kohlerchocolates.com and you can place your order and it will be at your doorstep before Valentine's Day.
We also maybe sell some Kohler chocolates at Binnie's.
Really?
Maybe that's why we're here together. We don't know. We don't. They don't tell us.
Just maybe.
Yeah.
I'm going to look into that.
Yes.
I know.
I'm going to put the iTeam on there. It.
Yeah.
Where's Gowdy when you need him? All right. And then now you're actually putting this with an ale.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Well, so it's called a butterscotch hop. And we thought butterscotch, you know, it's quite voluminous. It's kind of round and velvety, right? Mm. So we thought a beer won't work, but we found one, and this is the Rye on Rye Ale. So it's an ale that's aged in first used rye barrels. And so it has a little bit of that sweetness to it, a little bit of that kind of, you know, butterscotchy baking spice element anyway. And what we found was the CO2 from the bubbles in the beer actually kind of scrubs the tongue and really adds lift to the butterscotch. So it kind of renders it a bit more truncated, which I think is really awesome. So we're sort of hitting contrasting pairings here.
Oh, that's nice.
I was unsure about this, and it's amazing how it just, they bounce back and forth in your mouth off each other and just really marry together. Wow.
Why would you question Kristen? Is my, I had just
easy on the bourbon.
Wow.
Yeah.
Why would you? That's you.
Isn't
can't,
that good?
It is. Yeah.
Yeah. That was you did really, really, really well with this one.
I know. You, when you told me how excited you were about it, I was like, "Oh, she loves me. I have a fan."
Yes. You outdid yourself.
I love this.
Now I have one friend. Thank you, Crystal.
You're welcome. Right,
well, you are a Packer fan, so I mean, that's
we have a few things.
My guess
in
is Crystal is a Packer fan too.
Oh, we got two Packer fans in the studio.
If you're gonna live in Wisconsin, it's like a must.
Yes, it's a must.
Absolutely have to. Okay, so we have to set up the.
Hold on 1 second. Let's stop here for a second, and then we will come back.
We're taking a break.
I'm overwhelmed, quite honestly.
Are you?
I don't know what else
These
I can
chocolates
do.
Are
Have
amazing.
Another sip of bourbon.
It's the bourbon. It's the ale here, which is a rye, a whiskey based ale, essentially, right? Whiskey sort of flavor, kind of.
It has elements of flavor, but I wouldn't say based.
Yes, because that would imply that it's actually made out of whiskey,
correct.
Which it is not.
It's not.
But it's flavored out of whiskey barrels.
Well, whiskey's kind of it's beer in its first life. You know, whiskey's distilled beer, so I guess we're just going back to basics.
Yeah. And then the idea, too, of the barrel being... that's what they did to wine, right? That's how you make great wines, right? You put them in whiskey barrels, and then...
That's right. That's exactly it.
This is how
you take Big Zinfandel and you put it in in oak barrels.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly what you do.
Somehow it just comes out so right.
And then, so now we're... So why wouldn't you do it with beer? And why wouldn't you throw the Kohler chocolates on top of it? All right, so if you... Of course, as always, stop by Binnie's. Go to binnies.com. Mm-hmm. If they don't have it, it's not worth drinking. And apparently also not worth eating, too, because they also have the Kohler Original Recipe chocolates there. Or you can go to kohlerchocolates.com. That's K-O-H-L-E-R, kohlerchocolates.com.
If you forget the name, you just look in your bathroom.
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you don't know how to spell it, just go in there and check it out.
Right at the back of the toilet seat and go, hey, wait, hey.
Oh, hey, there's an H.
What is
an
that? H. All right.
Dad is staring at the toilet with his readers on, trying to...
there's an H in it! All right. Right now, Judy Pilek is standing by. She's going to tell us what's coming up at the bottom of the hour. The WGN newsroom.
I know. Doesn't sound so nice.
I'm assuming, baby, thinking about you day and night is crazy, and I'm wondering if you think about me, maybe, praying, wishing, hoping that you do. I hope that you do.
That's Andrew Salgado. He's got an album dropping tonight at midnight, and that is I Miss You, which is a track on that album. He's going to join us in just a few minutes as we have bullied him into debuting the album with us here on this program, since basically we found him. Now, this is quite a moment, because we got the kids from Binnie's and Kristen Ellis, who's been with us, who's a regular on this program. She also has her own podcast right here at WGN, this Barrel to Bottle with Binnie's, and it's a hit. It's a gigantic hit, because people apparently like their alcohol. I don't know what is happening here, but you've brought your friend from Kohler, Wisconsin. This is like a whole sort of Packer thing happening in front of us, but it's okay. Badger Packer. I don't know what's worse.
Well, they come bearing great food and drink.
I'm pretty sure the Packers are worse, considering most of Chicago goes to UWM.
Yeah, that's possible. Yeah, yeah.
Just I call them like I see them, bro.
Thank you. Now this is amazing because you know I just thought Kohler was about your bathroom. Uh-huh. It's not.
No.
It's about.
Turns out no.
It's about the other end too. It's about the chocolate. That's the best part.
I did too.
Kohler original recipe chocolates. Kohlerchocolates.com, which are just, they're blowing people away in this studio right now.
They are voluminous. Can I use that word? Honestly, they look gorgeous. They look like almost too good that you don't want to eat them. Then when you eat them, you're so happy you did.
The one thing I don't want to do is truncate this interview. So let's move along here and say that we've now, what Kristen's done is she's paired something. I'm telling you, guys, I want you to stop for just a second. I want you to think about something. Mm-hmm. What we're doing here, I'm just watching the reaction of these folks around me here, mm-hmm. and they all happen to be beautiful women, so it's working out very well for me today. And I'm watching them have the chocolate and then sip on these pairings that Kristen has prepared. Mm. And I'm just going to tell you, this is all you kind of need for Valentine's Day, if that's what you're looking for.
See, women, we're simple people. We're very simple creatures.
Really?
Very simple.
I don't think that's true.
It's all we need.
No, we're simple. You just have to guess how we're feeling. That's all.
Yeah. Now! What am I thinking right now? Yeah.
That's not it.
Okay. Okay, I got it. I've got it. All right. Let's go to the Cafe and Cream here. This is, you know, this, well, you explain. Why should I explain it? You're here. You go ahead and explain it.
I love this chocolate so, so much.
The blue one?
Yeah, the Cafe and Creme, the one in the middle.
Oh, got it.
Try it. It's way too get inside of it.
So something you have to think about when we're going through this is every piece we do is handcrafted. We don't use machines. We don't automate. Everything is painted, sprayed, shelled, filled by hand, which is pretty impressive with the way we do things. So the Cafe and Creme, this is one of our coffee pieces, and it's actually a two-layer piece. So you get a really rich, dark chocolate coffee layer. Mm-hmm. And then you get this really mellow cream that kind of just takes the bite off and mellows the whole piece. And that's really what attracted me to the pairing.
Yeah.
This is
well,
so good.
It's kind of like when you get a piece of chocolate cake. It can be too sweet, but you get a scoop of vanilla ice cream, and the ice cream kind of cuts the cake. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You're still using sweet and sweet, but that cream sort of helps too, and the acid in the milk actually helps to kind of
give
that lift.
It.
And so it's the same thing. So when we were talking about what to pair, Kristen and I decided on the Kohler dark chocolate brandy. Now, going into it, I thought this was going to be too much of a good thing, right? Too much chocolate on chocolate
doubling,
on chocolate.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. And we were very pleasantly surprised that it works very, very well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And they both do the same thing with one another. The brandy hits you with this bold flavor and then really mellows. And the Cafe and Cream does the same exact thing in your mouth.
Yeah.
And it's just exciting.
It is exciting.
Okay, gentlemen, I just want you to be listening to this. Just listen to what you're hearing, and I'm telling you.
This is a home run.
All right, so we have to move along here. Blueberry Rare Facet. Now, what is this?
This is, it looks like a jewel. It is bright blue, and it's got a creamy, subtle blueberry ganache filling. And it's just these pieces.
What's the shell? Is the shell?
It's a dark chocolate shell, and then it has just a blueberry ganache filling.
Oh boy!
But
gosh.
Just the rare facets are so beautiful. They look like little gems, and it's just sometimes really hard to eat them because they're so beautiful and they're just bold.
But eat them anyway. That was what I would suggest.
Yeah. They're so smooth and creamy. Delicious.
And so, you're doing a sparkling wine with this.
Illinois Sparkling Company. We did their Rosé Demi-Sec. So the classic pairing we talk about, I shouldn't say that. A mistake people make, is they give milk chocolate and brut champagne. Mm-hmm. And that just kind of renders the champagne acidic and just gross and even more bitter. So you want a sweet wine with sweet food. So I found this Illinois Sparkling Company Demi-Sec Rosé, and I thought that it paired so darn well with this blueberry chocolate.
They're actually in Illinois?
They're in Illinois.
Oh,
yes,
wow.
They are. They're about a two-hour drive, and you can be in heaven in their tasting room and drinking this traditionally made fizz. Yeah, it's fantastic.
Oh, wow.
So, we've got it on the shelf for $30, handcrafted, local, Beautiful, beautiful wine. And it's got a little, just a slight little bit of tannin to it that really kind of helps to back up with the dark chocolate.
All right. Before we let you out of here, the dark chocolate heart, right? Now, this is the winner, right?
Yes,
gentlemen, this is your key.
By the
key.
Time you get to this one.
This is your key. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to say key to what, but it's a key. And the dark chocolate heart, and you paired this with a bunch of different things here, right?
I did, but I brought the earthquakes in. Because people are always trying to pair a dry wine, a red wine, with chocolate. And sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
That's true.
But this particular gin with the dark chocolate and the raspberry flavor actually works very well. It doesn't make the wine too acidic or tannic or bitter. It keeps the fruit. You keep that kind of round, very voluptuous characteristic. And it's pretty fantastic.
Yeah, the... That is a very, because Zin sometimes can be a little, I'd use the word cloying. That's the word I would use to describe it, but this not this one. This is light on the tongue.
Yep, I didn't know I needed a dictionary for this segment.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Cloying. Yeah, we don't want that. We want a light, buoyant. I think we learned buoyancy about this. And lift.
Absolutely.
We're lifting.
There's a lot of lifting. We're lifting with the acid.
There's lifting.
Anything you want to add about this old raspberry heart?
With the heart. Men, you are literally taking a man and a woman and putting them into a piece of chocolate, because this has cognac and champagne married together in a piece of chocolate.
That's what I was tasting.
And it's red, and it has pink, lovely splatters of loveliness all over the top. Yeah. And they just look gorgeous. And it's just the best of both worlds.
Fellas, if this doesn't work, nothing will. I'm just here to promise you that. All right, two ways you can do this.
It wasn't going
to
happen.
Go to Binny's. Are we putting this all up on the web? Are we doing that?
Yes, we always do.
All right.
Thumbs up. Yes, we are.
Look at Kristen's like, yeah, all right. She's like, she works upstairs. I work down here. I've never even been upstairs in this building. I don't even know what goes on up there. All right. You go to WGNradio.com. All of these pairings are there. If you want, stop in at any of the Binny's locations. There are 4,500 of them in Chicago, right?
There are about 3,000 of us now. 3,000 stores, yeah. Mm-hmm.
38 stores, that's close enough. That's Binny's.com also is a great way to do it. And then for the Kohler chocolates, because these are something special. This is not your run-of-the-mill. It's not something you get every day.
No.
KohlerChocolates.com, KOHLER chocolates.com.
Right, and that's there. All it takes. Women, right. We're very simple.
We did this. Oh, we did the same exercise.
It's very simple.
We're just, we're mysterious, but simple.
Yeah, that's a good way of putting it. All right, I got to run. Now I got a guy who's going to sing love songs.
I know.
I think, people, you get this record that he just put out, the album he just put out, and you get the Kohler chocolates, and you get the stuff from Binny's that Kristen talked about, and I'm going to tell you something right now. It's baby making time. All right.
I am out.
It's all thanks, coming Kristen. Your way, but first. Stay right here. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks, Crystal.
Yes,
appreciate it.
Thank you.
Yes, of course.